Hello, this is Russ Hansen for Pastor Cecil Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Today's devotional is entitled, Come Thou Fount, and we'll be looking at Psalm 36:9, For with you is the fountain of life, in your light we see light. Robert Robinson, who lived from 1735 to 1790, was saved while attending a service conducted by the famous evangelist George Whitefield. Following his conversion, he entered the Christian ministry, but like so many, he would lose his fervor for God. The words of the hymn, Come Thou Fount, were written to express his own need for a closer walk with the Lord. His prayer is that his heart may be retuned to be in perfect harmony with the will of God. In stanza 2, he speaks of his conversion. The word Ebenezer refers to a time and place when he actually received the Lord into his life as personal Savior and Lord. He goes on to remind himself and others that it is necessary to daily remind ourselves what a debt we owe to the Lord for our salvation at His expense. Come Thou Fount. Come Thou Fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. Here I raise my Ebenezer, hither by thy help I'm come. And I hope, by thy good pleasure, safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God, he to rescue me from danger, interposed his precious blood. O to grace, how great a debtor, daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness, like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, take and seal it for thy courts above. You can watch this week's inspirational video at Gloryscapes. And blessings, dear hearts, draw near to God today, trust Him completely, and be a blessing. Pastor Cecil. Thank you for listening today to Pastor Cecil's devotional. If you wish to subscribe to his daily devotional emails, or read his devotional online, or hear him read the scripture for the day, please go to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.